another transition underway in Washington, architectural rather than political, for an elegant 19th century mansion that serves as the embassy of Iraq. This is the former official U.S. outpost of Saddam Hussein. As U.S.-Iraqi relations soured, the building fell into disrepair. Now, with Iraq under new management, the embassy is being restored. Day-to-Day's Eric Kneeler reports.
The government of Iraq purchased this three-story building in the early 1960s. Rend Rahim Frank, a London-educated Iraqi exile, is the new government's representative in Washington. She describes the ornate style of one room.
We're standing here in a rather large reception room with lots of windows overlooking P Street and 18th Street. It's a corner room. It's all mahogany paneled. The ceiling is also in mahogany. And it's a very bright, large, beautifully appointed room with floor-to-ceiling windows.
But the embassy's decline began in the 1980s when Hussein's government ran low on cash. Rahim and volunteers, many of them Iraqi college students, have been cleaning up this former mansion. She described how routine maintenance was ignored for years, and now big chunks of plaster are falling from the walls and ceilings. Water pipes are leaking, and wiring is corroded.
When we arrived in December, there was no electricity, there was no water, there was no heat, there were no phones, there were no systems whatsoever, and we did not have any files or documents that retained a historical memory of the activity of this embassy.
They didn't find any readable files, but they did find bales of shredded paper littering the floor. They also discovered clues as to what the old regime was up to.
This is an old building. It has a lot of fireplaces. In all of them, there was ash of film that had been burnt.
Rahim believes it was surveillance video taken by members of Hussein's security services who used the embassy as a headquarters for espionage.
Their major mission was not to carry out consular affairs or stay in touch with the population, but really to spy on Iraqi Americans.
Upstairs, on the building's third floor, remnants of the embassy's propaganda machine are piled inside a cramped room. In the corner lies a poster of Hussein dressed like a gardener. He's wearing a funny felt hat with a feather sticking out.
It says, "Leader Saddam Hussein in the groves of northern Iraq, where the land is rich and giving." And he's holding some flowers and plants in his hand. But it's significant that it's in northern Iraq, which is the Kurdish region. And, of course, this is the region where Saddam actually used chemical weapons against the population.
These images of Hussein's regime are now in the past. And Rahim says Iraqi Americans have new hope for their embassy and their country's future. They still need more than $1 million to make repairs. But that kind of money won't be coming anytime soon, at least until the new government in Baghdad gets on its feet. For Day Today, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.